Welcome to the Music Mindfully Podcast with your host, Aaliyah Elliott. This is a place where musicians come to get inspired, to conquer their fears, to overcome self-doubt, and learn to love their music and themselves a little more every day. Let's make music mindfully. Hello and welcome back to the Music Mindfully Podcast. This is your host, Aaliyah Elliott, and I'm so happy to welcome you back for today's episode. Now, today we are going to be talking all about spring cleaning. Yep, spring cleaning. But I promise we're not going to be talking about dusting or mopping or going through those drawers or maybe your filing cabinet that's full of sheet music. No, we are going to be talking about spring cleaning our psyche. Because your brain deserves a little spring clean too. Now, some of you may know I live in Canada, so we are quite fresh into spring. In fact, as I'm recording this, I'm looking out my window and there are still 3 to 4 feet of snow sitting on my front lawn. So we are waiting. It is melting slowly but surely. We are just above freezing temperatures and spring is coming in terms of weather. But according to the calendar, it has already arrived. Now, living in Canada, that means that our winters are, well, to put it my way, disgusting. It is cold. It is snowy. Did I mention cold? It is brutally cold. If it weren't for the fact that I have a dog, then I probably wouldn't leave my house much in the winter, to be perfectly honest with you. I am a sun-loving prairie girl, and let me tell you, when it is minus 40 degrees Celsius below, I have zero desire to do anything except wrap myself up in a blanket, put on the warmest, fuzziest socks and hoodie I can find, and read a good book. Winter time is a time, for me, of hibernation in some ways. But it also is a time where I feel that a lot of energy and a lot of thoughts sort of get stored up too. So it's not just because the weather is not my favorite, but I do find personally that the winter is long for my mind as well. I know that I personally suffer from seasonal affective disorder, which means that when the weather changes, when we get into these darker, colder times, it does have a tendency to cause some feelings of depression, low mood, low energy. And I know that there's a lot of people, whether it's diagnosed or not, that feel the same way about winter, because it can sort of leave cobwebs on our souls, on our lives, because this dark, long season can feel really heavy. Now, if you're one of my beautiful listeners who lives somewhere tropical and gets to enjoy like maybe some milder temperatures in the winter time, please write to me and please do feel free to invite me next January to come and visit. I will come and visit. I'm just kidding, of course. But you might not feel the same way about winter as those of us who live in really cold and snowy climates. But I promise this episode isn't all about the weather. This episode is still for you. So because I live in a snowy, cold, dark climate where winter literally lasts for 6 months, when the snow starts to melt and the sun starts to have more strength, I find that I need to take some time to really clear out any darkness, any stale energy, any cobweb thoughts that have crept into my mind and stayed put through the winter months. Now you may be thinking, wait, aren't you a coach? Don't you like preach affirmations and journaling and all these other things? And it's true, I do. I absolutely do. And I use these tools all of the time. But that doesn't mean that I'm not affected by the things around me. Coaches need coaches too. And just because I'm a coach does not mean that I am perfect. I am still a work in progress on my own journey. And I invite you to look at your journey the same way as just that, a journey. There is no perfection. There is no end goal. We just keep striving to find more and more love, joy, light, and ease in our spirits and in our souls every single day. So when we come to this season of new life, I feel that my soul also needs that refresh. In fact, this week, I really, really needed it. I could tell that my energy was really imbalanced. I didn't have the same amount of energy that I normally do. I didn't have the same amount of joy that I normally do going into all of the things that I get to do during my day, my workouts, my meditations, my teaching, anything. So what did I do? I did some spring cleaning of my mind. So think about it. When you do spring cleaning in your home, what do? Well, first we do a cull, right? We go through the things that are in each room, each cupboard, each drawer, and we take out the stuff that doesn't belong, that's no longer needed, or that's broken, or that simply doesn't serve us anymore. And we get rid of it. Or sometimes we just put it into a different spot where it seems to belong better. We need to do the same thing in our minds. After a long season of darkness, whether that's winter or maybe just a low point in your life, we need to go through and take an inventory of what has stuck around in your mind, in your thoughts. Have you harnessed any new beliefs that are maybe not serving you? Have you had any repetitive thoughts that don't seem like they really belong? Is there negative energy that seems to want to cling around? We need to take notice of these things, because otherwise, just like the junk in your drawers, it'll just sit there and sit there and sit there. The difference, however, is that it is a lot easier to ignore the old twist ties in your junk drawer than it is to live with junk in your mind. Because whether or not you're noticing it, it is a weight that you are carrying. If you are carrying a whole bunch of negative beliefs, of limiting thoughts, of trauma, if you are carrying a lack of boundaries, tension, grudges, all of these things are playing a role in how your mind is able to perform, whether you know it or not. So the very first thing we have to do is take notice of what's there. Take notice of what's there. Now we can do this in our journals. We can do this in our thoughts. If you're going to do it mentally, then I highly recommend that you get your body moving and that you get outside as you do it. It will help you move the energy. So get quiet and think. What is in the junk drawer in my brain? What old dingy things are hanging in the closet of my mind? And what broken things can be cleared out of my soul? Now, some of these things you just need to get rid of. We can do that again through journaling. If you want, you could rip those pages out and destroy them with fire, with your hands. You can tear them apart. Whatever feels the most therapeutic to you is perfectly wonderful. There is no right or wrong way of doing this. Now, the other thing that we can do is take note of the things that can be repaired. Maybe you've had some tension creep up into a relationship that really matters to you, and you're sick of holding on to that grudge. So what can we do about it? Well, we can practice forgiveness. We can pick up the phone and give them a call, reach out, see what happens. We can repair some of the things that are feeling broken in our souls. Maybe it's your business. Maybe it's your connection to music that is just feeling disjointed right now. And if you sincerely want to repair that connection, then we can choose to do that. And there are so many ways that we can do that. But ultimately, the first thing you need to keep in mind is that you need to forgive, whether that is yourself or someone else. We need to forgive so that we can move on, so that things can be repaired. And then secondly, we need to find the fun. We need to make things fun again. When things are fun, they're going to feel easy and light, and that will allow you to really reconnect, whether it's with someone you love or an activity that you love. We need to find that joy and that ease and that playfulness to create that bond again. So that's the cull. Then what do we do next? Then we reorganize. So we take all of the stuff out of the drawers, and then we look at what's there and decide. Does this spoon really belong in this drawer? Or would it be better off with my serving utensils in this drawer over here? Or why are my winter boots in my closet in the middle of July? Now, I know if you're doing a spring clean, it's probably not July. Bear with me. Sometimes spring cleaning happens a little later than I want it to in my house, but that's okay too. So what happens if we have some thoughts or some ideas that are sort of sitting there, but they don't feel like they really have a home yet? Well, you can do a couple things. You can quite literally create a junk drawer in your mind for all of those ideas and just know that that's where they are. And you can keep them there as long as you need. And they will sit there. And eventually one day you might feel inspired, or you might feel that you have an aha moment that will inspire you to open that drawer and be like, this is the piece that I need right now. Having a junk drawer in our homes is really useful. There are lots of little odds and ends that we need in our lives, like the scissors and the tape and all these other things that we don't use every day, but we use them when we need them. And where else do they belong? So having a junk drawer in your mind is not so bad, so long as you know what is in there And so long as you have chosen that what you keep in that drawer is actually meant to stay. Remember those old twist ties? Those can go. I promise you will find twist ties again. Bread clips too, my friends. So, go through. Organize things. Maybe you have a couple of ideas that don't seem to do anything by themselves, but maybe they go together. Maybe you have some beliefs that maybe just don't quite seem to click until you pair them up with something else. Until you can put two things together so that they finally make sense. And once you've done this, once you've done the cull and the organization and then the rearranging, right, putting everything back where it belongs, that is when we get to feel that big sense of accomplishment and relief. And that's where I sit now, after having done my own cull. Now, I did this with my psyche, and I've done this in my business too. I'm in the process of culling the daily activities that I do in my business, getting rid of the things that feel stale, that aren't working, and trying new things that feel fresh and fun. So I encourage you, take some time this spring and do some spring cleaning. But don't forget, as you're going through the drawers and the closets, that your body and your mind is your home, first and foremost. It is in our bodies and in our minds that we spend all day, every day, for the entirety of our lives. So make sure that you give that a good cull, a reorganization too. And I cannot wait for you to experience the lightness, the freshness, and the excitement that a good spring clean of the psyche can give you. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the Music Mindfully podcast. Did you have an aha moment? Did something really resonate with you? Be sure to let me know. Screenshot this episode, share it on social media, and don't forget to tag me at Music Mindfully. I would also love to chat with you, so feel free to hop on into my DMs. I cannot wait to connect with you on the next episode of the Music Mindfully podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss out. Until then, go make music mindfully.